Good afternoon. I'm Tom Lounges, and today we're going to take a look at the arts. In studio is Jimmy Sarr, a regional country music artist celebrating the release this weekend of his debut CD, We Fought Hard. Stay close to the radio because this album is fresh off the press, and we're going to debut some of the tracks for the first time ever on radio on this program. Jimmy has chased his musical dreams from Northwest Indiana to Chicago and now taken on the rest of the country. He's opened up shows for the likes of Big and Rich, Colt Ford, Chris Cagle, Travis Tritt, and so many others, and now is his time to shine. And we're going to debut him on this show in just a few minutes. Good afternoon, I'm Tom Lounges. We're going to take a look at the arts. Live in studio with me today, Jimmy Sarr, regional country music artist, celebrating the release this weekend of his debut national CD, We Fought Hard. Stay close to the radio because this album is literally fresh off the press. In fact, it's burning my hands right now, and we're going to play some cuts off it. So I'll be debuting some of the tracks for the first time on radio this afternoon, and you'll be privy to it just by listening to Lakeshore Public Radio. As Jimmy has chased his musical dreams from Northwest Indiana, he's performed throughout Chicagoland, and now he's taken on the big picture, the national tours. He's been opening up for some big names like Big and Rich in the past, Chris Cagle, Travis Tritt. He's got a tour hopefully in the works behind this brand new album, We Fought Hard, but it all starts tomorrow at the Silver Buckle Saloon in Highland with special guests Shotgun Whiskey and Hoosier Diddy. It's the CD release party for Jimmy Sarr, and we're going to talk to him right after this. It's the title track, We Fought Hard, on the Lakeshore.
My big brother broke my arm, rough housing out in our backyard. He'd hold me down till I couldn't breathe. Tough in me, we fought hard. We both dated Katie Lee. He swore he kissed to be for me. We saw her out with a boy named Jack. When it all went down, I had his back. And we fought hard. We fought hard. We fought real. Oh, you couldn't tell us if we thought we were made of steel. We went all in. We gave them hell. And every loss and every inch was a story. Left their mark. We fought. They shipped us out in 2001 to battle in the desert sun. I won't lie, that I was scared, but at least I had my brother. We fought hard. We fought the real. Oh, you couldn't tell us different. We thought we were made of steel. We went all in. We gave them hell. But every loss and every victory was a story we could tell. Left the mark. We fought.
fought hard, oh, you fought real. Oh, you tried to tell us different. We thought we were made of steel. We went all in. We gave them hell. Never thought this be a story that I'd ever have to tell. But these sweet scars leave their mark. We fought on. We fought on.
You're hearing it here first. That is Jimmy Sarr. That's the title track off his brand spanking new CD, We Fought Hard. And Jimmy is in the studio with us, along with Andrea Fox, who is his manager with Rusty Boots Entertainment, all the way in from Colorado. Jimmy, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tom.
Andrea, thanks for making the trip.
Thanks for having
me. I know
us.
You came just to see me, right?
I did, absolutely.
This CD is being released tomorrow. This is a big step. I mean, how are the jitters?
The emotions are running high. It's been a surreal experience to go from just being a local artist to trying to take on the national stage. You know, it's kind of being that big fish in a little pond and now jumping mm-hmm. in the ocean. You know, It's scary but exciting at the same time.
Now, you're originally from Hammond, correct?
I grew up, born and raised in Hammond, Indiana. Yes, sir.
Still living here?
Still living here, yes.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere. Regent's my home.
Now, you've been around for quite a while. You started out doing rock and roll.
Yes, I did.
How did you wind up? Let's start, first of all, with what got you started in music, whether it's rock or country. What started you?
Music was always there, me growing up. I mean, I was 3 years old. I had a plastic Happy Days guitar running around pretending to be Elvis. You know, I mean, they got pictures and videos of me mimicking Elvis and dancing. I mean, Elvis Presley would come on TV or the radio, and you couldn't stop me.
Okay. Elvis started a lot of people down this path.
Oh, yeah.
So you started doing the King of Rock and Roll as a young man, a very young man. And then, of course, you got into the real stage and real gear and started playing Def Leppard and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Def Leppard was a huge influence on me. That was probably the first band that made me want to start a band. But early on, it was Prince and David Bowie, I think. I just loved the show of it all. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the first time I saw Purple Rain, I said, that's what I want to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you don't usually hear Prince as an influence on a country artist. How did you wind up gravitating to country?
Well, country music was always playing in my household growing up, from Alabama to Conway Twitty, Oak Ridge Boys. You name it, my grandmother was playing it, and it was always there. My uncle, Larry Long, is a rockabilly country musician, so
gotta
it was always
rockabilly.
Yeah, it was always there, you know. So little family get-togethers and things like that, country music was always a big part of it. So I think it was always present. And even when I was doing rock and roll, I would kind of upset the guys in my band sometimes because I would always suggest country songs. I'm like, oh, hey, why don't we try this one? Mm-hmm. You know, and eventually two songs turned into five songs, turned into seven songs, turned into 10 songs. And next thing you know, it's 100% country.
When did you make that switch officially?
2010, I kind of burnt myself out. I was playing so much. I took a year off and missed it. I mean, I knew that the passion, the drive was such a part of me that I had to get back into playing music. I couldn't go see a band play and not want to be on stage.
Got the itch.
Yeah. And so what happened is I said, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to put a country band together. So I started looking for guys, looking for players. And in 2012, we launched the Jimmy Starr Band.
Now, the guys that were in your rock band are not the same guys that are in your country band.
No, country was a brand new, fresh start for myself and these guys.
Let's give a shout-out to the guys in the band.
John Sepulveda is my guitar player and my right-hand man. He's been with me from day one. Rick Michael is one of my best friends. We've grew up together, the other guitar player. On drums, we got Tony Carone, and on bass, we have Zach Bozanic tomorrow night.
They'll all be there tomorrow.
They'll all be there tomorrow night.
Is that your regular band then?
That's my regular band, yes, sir.
All right. Now, original music. How much original versus covers?
Well, we're going to debut the original stuff Saturday night. We're probably going to play 3, maybe 4 songs off the album.
Okay.
It just depends on time and the crowd, basically. But majority of our set will still be covers Saturday night until people get acclimated to the new material.
So you're going to kind of hit them with all the hits they know and then just slip them a Mickey.
Slip them in, yeah.
Now let's talk about the show. It opens, the doors open at 6 o'clock, and we've got two groups opening. We've got Hoosier Diddy and Shotgun Whiskey, and then you take the stage with your band, is that right?
That's correct.
And you're going to do a little meet and greet before then?
Yes, anybody that wants their CD signed or wants to take a picture, I'll be there from the time the doors open until the doors closed. We'll be doing from about 7 to what, Andrea, about 8 or 9 o'clock, meet and greet.
Meet and greet.
So come early and let me see ya.
And again, that's over at the Silver Buckle Saloon. If you haven't been there, it's a great bar in Highland. Just myself went there for the first time to a benefit a couple weeks ago and very impressed with the place.
Oh, I love the place. And Chad's a great owner and a great champion for local country music. It's a great place. If you haven't been there yet, I recommend
Right over by Ultra in that little store conglomeration there at 8355 Indianapolis Boulevard. Just pull in there and you'll find it. Just look for the big Silver Buckle sign. The show tomorrow is the official release or is the soft release?
This is, I would consider, the pre-release. It's something we wanted to do special for the hometown crowd. There'll be an official release party sometime in November. We're working out the details as why it's one of the reasons Andrea is in town.
Okay.
Is working that out. But this is something I wanted to do for just the people of the region and family and friends that have supported me for all these years. And just like I said, it's just something we wanted to do for them.
Well, let's play another cut off of this.
When the Whiskey Gets Me.
It's one of my favorites because I wrote it with my good friend Rick Murawski. And it's got a great story behind it. Hope you'll enjoy it.
All right, let's play it and we'll hear that story on the other side.
Faces all that I see.
taillights and praying for daylight. Oh God, help me.
When the whiskey
gets me, your face is all that I see. I scream out your name like I'm going insane. I'm chasing taillights and praying for daylight.
Happen. Whiskey will get you every time. When the whiskey gets me, that's new music. Jimmy Saar, an original song off the soon-to-be-released We Fought Hard, officially coming out tomorrow with a concert at the Silver Buckle Saloon in Highland. 6 o'clock doors open. We've been talking about that. We'll give you more details in just a bit. Thank you for listening to 89.1 FM and supporting public radio. In studio, Jimmy Saar, who we just heard there, along with Andrea Fox, who is with the Rusty Boots Entertainment Company. And before we get to Andrea, let's talk, Jimmy, about the story behind the whiskey song we just heard.
I think it's just a song that I think a lot of people can relate to. We all have, you know, that one person that we may not think about every day, but after a few drinks, you know, that kind of those old memories and that old those old feelings tend to creep back in. And that's basically what the song's about, is just kind of an old flame coming back to burn you.
Ah, okay. I think we all have experienced that. Andrea is in from Colorado. Andrea Fox is Rusty Boots Entertainment. Now, how long has Rusty Boots and Jimmy Saar been a team?
It's probably been about...
7, 8 months?
8 months now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, how did you come across Jimmy, being out in Colorado and all?
Actually, Jimmy, one of his fans, contacted me through Rusty Boots and kept contacting me.
Insistent.
Very insistent. And then probably about three more contacted and said, you really have to listen to this. Actually sent me his links. And then one of my artists had mentioned him, and I was like, okay, I guess I have to give him an opportunity. And that's how we met. And we talked and...
hit it off right away.
Yeah.
Now, how long has Rusty Boots Entertainment been around?
About 2 years.
Okay. Now, you're originally from Chicago, aren't you?
I am. South side of Chicago.
What brought you to Colorado?
I've been going there my whole life. My family would go there on summer vacations. I absolutely love it. I live up in the mountains, about 9,000 feet near Winter Park, Colorado.
Wow. That's a real high.
It is.
You don't need no whiskey there.
No, I don't.
Are your artists all country, or are you specializing in country?
All of my artists are country. My job is to help take them to the next level. I have Mickey LaMantia, who is out of Providence, Rhode Island, New England, is where he's originally from, and he plays outlaw country, who's going to be recording in Nashville soon. I have Kylie Mack, who is out of Colorado Springs. She's a huge military family. I have Brother Virginia, who's in their national as well, and they are out of Nashville. And then I have, who am I missing?
Benton.
Oh, I'm sorry. Benton Blount, who's actually playing at Bubs in Chicago tonight. And then he'll be playing at Bubs over in Rosemont. And he was actually top 10 in America's Got Talent this past season. Yeah.
That sounds like Jimmy's in pretty good company then.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a family more than anything. It's a great group of people that I'm very, very proud to be a part of.
I like the fact you said you're here to take them to the next level. You're looking, obviously, at like a five-year plan, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What is the goal now that this CD is a reality? We've got a physical copy in our hands. The songs are strong. You're starting to get some play. What's the next step?
Radio, distribution, and honestly, a tour. You can be popular in your area, but you really have to get out there and go national. And that's really the goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as everything else, it's all going to come when it comes.
Right.
I also work with Nashville Radio, Renegade Radio as well. We're a pretty good partnership. I work with veterans, too, which will help Jimmy, especially with We Fought Hard.
Right.
We Fought Hard will absolutely appeal to veterans, military, and anybody alike.
We fought. We fought.
Seems like that's being worked as the first single. Is that correct?
Correct.
So
yes.
Is it going to be released to radio, or has it already been released to radio?
Actually, this is the first time that it's being heard on radio. You guys got to play it first, so I guess this is the premiere.
Okay.
And then it'll get pushed to other radio stations as well, probably in the next week.
Now, Jimmy, We Fought Hard, again, a very strong military-based song. Tell me about why that song's important to you. It's one you did not write yourself.
No, I did not write it.
How
it was written by one of Nashville's best, John Kennedy. Andrea sent me the demo, and I got chills. I was sitting with my girlfriend, Ashley, and we were listening to probably 50, 60 songs before that one came on, and it just, we both just kind of looked at each other like, wow, you know, this is just amazing. I'm a very strong supporter in our military, our first responders, everyone. I'm very active. I mean, if anyone that follows me can kind of, we'll testify to that, but it's just an emotional song that I think even if you don't have a military tie, you'll still relate to it in a way. I think you have to not have a heart to not relate to this song. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very powerful. It's very meaningful. And it's just a song that just needs to be heard. And I'm glad I was chosen to be the one to put it out there.
I think it's extremely good timing. And I don't mean that in a marketing sense, but in a community sense, that it's also the anniversary of 9/11.
Absolutely.
This song fits the spirit of 9/11. And these songs, I mean, you mentioned that you went through several songs.
Oh, hundreds of songs.
You wound up with 7 tracks on here.
Yes.
One of which you wrote, which we played, The Whiskey Gets Me. The other ones are songs that you felt a connection
to. Yes, absolutely. I think that it's important to me I've heard so many great songs. It wasn't like I was getting pitched songs that weren't good songs. It's mm-hmm. just that they weren't the right fit for me. I wanted to feel a connection to the song. I wanted to feel the story. I wanted the story to maybe to relate to a time in my life or an experience that I had. And I think I did a pretty good job of that. I feel a definite connection to each and every song on there. And I want that to showcase when I play the songs live. Mm-hmm. I want people to, you know, to hear that, to see that, for it to feel real, you know. There's songs like from my childhood and growing up as a kid that I didn't write, but every time they come on the radio, you know, you definitely, it takes you back to that, mm-hmm. that moment, that nostalgia. I mean, that's what music is, you know.
Let's play another cut. Let's do Redneck Undercover. This is one of the Virginia boys.
Oh, absolutely. Steven, Eric Virginia, our brother Virginia. They're from Nashville, Tennessee. They produced this album. They're also amazing musicians and very good friends of mine. And I don't know where I'd be without these guys and their help on this album. But yeah, let's
all right,
play
let's it. Do it. This is the opening track, Redneck Undercover. More with Jimmy Sarr, and we return.
Six floors up high above the city, in a 60-hour necktie job to make a living. But there's some things that you should know when it's time to go home. 5 o'clock on Friday in my pickup truck, but I leave behind the city in a cloud of dust. I head to the only place on earth that I want to be, where the bonfire's hot and the beer is cold, and the farmer tops and daughters are a sight to behold. When I'm picking on my gifts and they just can't get enough of me. Yeah. I'm a down-home backwoods hobby from your mother. Town working redneck undercover. California sushi rolls ain't my thing. These Italian leather boots don't fit like Dickies. But I wear the parts so well, nobody here can really tell. 5 o'clock on Friday in my pickup truck, when I leave behind the city in a cloud of dust, I head to the only place on earth that I wanna be, where the bonfire's hot and the beer is cold, and the farmer tops and daughters are a sight to behold. When I'm picking on my kids and they just can't get enough of me. I'm a down on backwoods hobby from your mother. Five o'clock
Redneck Undercover. Well, he's not undercover today. He's here in the Lakeshore Studios. Jimmy Saar, that's the opening track of his brand new album being released tomorrow at Silver Buckle Saloon in Highland. Album's called We Fought Hard. Again, that song is Redneck Undercover, debuting some of these songs for the first time ever on radio. And Jimmy Saar is one of our very own from Hammond, Indiana, and soon to be nationally renowned, as we hope.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Andrea, we were talking about touring, and you said that is hopefully the next step. I know you probably can't say anything definite yet because it's new, but how are you working this at this point? What's the magic that a manager does?
So the magic is, as Jimmy's finding out, once the album comes out is really when things hit hard and heavy. And that's when you really spend a lot of time promoting him, getting him on the radio, interviews like this. Mm-hmm. And you move forward and try and get him into as many venues as you can. The nice thing about Jimmy is that he's already cornered the Chicago market where, you know, he's played in some of the big places. So it's going to help him get booked at other places as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the album itself. This was recorded in Nashville. You went down there without your band, which is kind of scary, I imagine, when you're playing with the same guys for a long time.
It is scary.
You walk in a studio and there's a bunch of strange faces and you're like, okay, let's create.
Right. I was very lucky that Steve Virginia actually went out and hired some young guns. Let's call them young guns.
Okay.
These kids, because he the way he put it was, let's get guys that can play their butts off, but will listen to advice, will take criticism, and he didn't want any egos. And I thought that was a kind of cool approach to it. The kids that came in blew my mind. They were the easiest guys to work with. They played on this album like it was their own, and I'm grateful for that. I mean, you hear it, you can hear the passion. And the guitar player, Nate, that played all the guitars, most 90% of the guitars on this album, he 20 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and one of the best guitar players I've ever heard. I mean, I had to walk in the room a few times, just be like, wow, you know, just could not believe it. You know, this kid just absolutely blew my mind. The drummer, Cody, he actually came back in the studio and we were doing vocal tracks the next day just to, you know, he felt that invested in the process that he wanted to see how things were going. You know, it's a great group of guys that I actually made lifelong friends.
Now, you went down there when and recorded? It was just like a few weeks back, right?
It was a couple months ago. A
couple months?
Yeah, about 6 weeks
ago. Yeah.
Okay. And how long in the studio?
We had 4 days planned, and we knocked them out in two.
Yeah.
What'd you do the other days?
Relaxed.
it's seven tracks. This is actually, it's between an EP and an album. I don't know exactly what to call it. Why seven tracks? Why was that the number?
We planned on five, and then it turned into six, and then we ended up adding the seventh song. We didn't know if we were going to do it as a online release or disc release and kind of just have a little bonus song. But I felt seven was a lucky number, I guess.
All right. Did you record any other tracks that might be released down the road?
No, but we've been writing. Rick Morawski and I have been writing a few new songs. We're looking to probably turn this into a full album maybe in January, February.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've recorded locally, and like all musicians in this area have done demos and the cassette tapes and all that. Walking into a Nashville studio, working with the Virginia brothers, these guys have some chops, obviously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What was it like for you? What did they bring to the table, so to speak, that impacted this album and made it what it is?
Experience. I had ideas, you know. I mean, I'm obviously, you know, I want to sound like this, you know, but, and then you get someone, you know, you kind of, I don't want to use the word stubborn, but you kind of get your mindset, okay, I want this song to sound like this, and you have a vision for a song, and then someone will say, well, what about this? And that's what Steve would do, and just blow me away, you know, and then the song would take on a whole new life.
So it'd be fresh ears?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these guys, like I said, I can't praise them enough. Like I said, this album wouldn't be as good as it is without the Virginia brothers.
Now, how did you come across them? I mean, how did you come to work with them?
They actually are represented by Andrea as well.
Okay. Yeah. So you just have your hand in everything, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Were you down there during the sessions?
Absolutely, I went down.
Okay. Did you have any creative input in it?
I did, yeah. I work with Steve and Eric. Eric does engineering and mixing and mastering, and Steve was producing, and he also used one of the best in the industry, who is Rory out of Omni Studios in Nashville, who also engineered on the album as well. Creative input, absolutely. It was fun, though. Jimmy did an excellent job.
All right. Let's go back and play a song that Steve Virginia wrote on. This is the second track, Goodbye Back. Jimmy Sarr off his latest album, his newest album, his mainstream album, We Fought Hard, recorded in Nashville. One of his producers, Steve Virginia, co-wrote that along with Dave and Whitney Campbell. And now, when you're recording your producer's songs, that's got to be a kind of a touchy situation because you have to interpret it. He wrote it and he's producing it. Was there any kind of like where you got to turn the table and say, let's try it this way?
What's funny about that song is we were in the studio and I was singing. I'm not trying to say sing like Steve when I heard the demo, but I was singing the chorus kind of mellow, you know, like the demo I heard. And Steve's like, what are you doing? He goes, do that rock, you know, belted out stuff that you do, and that's what I did, and it seemed to work, you know.
How would you describe your style? Country music is so all over the board now. I mean, back when I was growing up, you had your traditional country, and now it's so fringe like rock. I'm seeing a Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan kind of groove to your stuff. That
yeah,
is the
I
new
think,
country.
I think Jason Aldean, Brantley Gilbert, these are influences of mine.
Chris Singleton.
Chris Singleton, I love. I wish I could sing like Chris Singleton.
He's one of those up and comings, and I see you fitting in with that pack.
Yeah, I take that as a huge compliment, Tom. I'm just like I said. I don't really want to sound like anybody else, but I do take any kind of, you know, comparisons as a compliment. You know, it just instead of, but it's nice to have my own album out now, and so mm-hmm. people can hear. Not me being someone else, but I get to be Jimmy Starr now, and it's kind of cool.
Now, speaking of which, you have been playing in the area in Chicagoland and the Midwest with a great group of friends that you have referred to as family that are your musicians. Now, you went to Nashville and had to record with a bunch of strangers, as we've told. What was it like to come back and say, hey, guys, here's the song? Were they able to pick it up and duplicate it well? Was there a lot of rehearsal? Was there any hurt feelings or anything that they weren't on the recordings?
My guys are very, very supportive and have been, you know, from day one. They know this is my dream, and they've stood behind me, beside me. They're just, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to share the stage with every night. They're just unbelievable. I brought the songs back. Actually, Rick and John, when we were getting the rough mixes, they sat there and went over them with me and kind of thought like, okay, well, what about this? And, you know, kind of gave me advice, and I would send my thoughts and my notes back to Steve and Andrea, and they would.
So they were involved.
They were involved.
Okay.
They were involved. Yes,
that's nice.
Absolutely.
To hear.
Yeah. And like I said, Rick wrote "When the Whiskey Gets Me" with me. He's writing other songs with me. Rick's actually branched off from us, and he started his own band, Hoosier Diddy, which will be playing Saturday night with us as well.
Okay.
And like I said, they've supported me. Like I said, we're family. We're brothers. I mean, you support one another in every aspect, you know, of your lives, and personal, professional, and it's, like I said, I'm very lucky to have these guys, and I wouldn't trade them for anyone.
All right. Andrea, let's talk a little bit about the future again. You're talking tours. Are we talking headline clubs, small club tours? Are you looking to pick up a package, put them on one of these big country festivals? What's the game plan?
Country festivals are good. It's always nice for him to get picked up by other artists, whether that's, like we were talking about earlier, the Bellamy Brothers, Jamie Johnson, Cody Johnson. It's a lot of work that's involved. Mm-hmm. Headlining, yeah, but that's down the road eventually. You know, the United States needs to know who Jimmy is first before we can do headlining.
Right.
Festivals, absolutely.
So you're going to look for, like, county fairs
state
and things
fairs,
like that?
County Fest, Country Jam, Country Thunder, anything that's out there. Corporate events that'll really get his name out there, because that's really what it's all about, is getting his name out there.
There's a lot of artists trying to get radio time.
A lot.
I know we here just, and we're a small station, get piles and piles of demos. How do you cut through all that? I mean, how do you get your artists played?
Having a good relationship with the radio stations, just marketing them, calling, going there, having a conversation. Really, it's promoting them. It's believing in them. That's mm-hmm. really what it's about. It's believing in all my artists, which is, I absolutely believe in all of them.
Do you feel that the way to make your name, Jimmy, is to be on the road as much as possible, or rely on radio, or what's?
I think it's a combination of both. The radio definitely helps, because you can nowadays. It's the musician. I mean, you almost don't need a major label behind you anymore. I mean, there's so many tools for the musician now, with social media and different, you know, ways of getting your music out there to everyone. That a major label is nice, absolutely. And mm-hmm. believe me, when they come calling, we'll be answering the phone. But as of right now, I mean, I think that, you know, starting out the way we are and the plan that Andrea has for me is the way to go, and I'm excited about, you know, the next few months.
I think the important thing for Jimmy, he's different than any of my other artists, is that Jimmy can put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
His live performance is what sells him. Brother Virginia, his live performance sells him. So for Jimmy, that's his avenue. That's what's going to work for him. His performance is unbelievable on that stage.
How did you get that persona on stage, that high energy? What is it about, you know, performing that lights your fire, so to speak, as opposed to so many artists? I don't want to call them shoegazers, but are less involved.
I don't know. I think it's that nervous excitement when you first step on a stage. I mean, it was like that the first time that I ever did it, and it's like that every night since. So I wish other musicians can probably, you know, understand what I'm saying, but the average person probably won't. It's just the feeling that you get when you step on that stage and you see those faces, that it's like nothing else. And I pray that I have that same excitement for the next 10, 15, 20, whatever years, however long my career lasts. But I mean, it's just, there's nothing like it. And I love doing it. And I'd play 7 nights a week if I could.
If your voice would hold out that long.
My voice would hold up, absolutely.
Because you belt them out up there, I'll tell you.
I do belt them out, yeah.
One of the biggest artists in country music, Garth Brooks, kind of combines some unique elements. He had that old school, yodely, twangy thing, but he was influenced on stage by Kiss.
Yeah.
Do you think your rock background has a lot to do with the presentation of your country music?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's when we first put the band, when the band first formed in 2012, that was... The idea was to make a high energy country band, you know, something that, you know, I mean, yeah, we could play great, and there's great bands out there play great songs and sound great live, and, you know, and but like you use the term shoegazers. I mean, I want to put on a show, you know. If you're just standing there looking at your feet and staring at the microphone and not doing anything, I mean, it's might as well listen to the CD,
right?
You know, I like to put on a show. I want to give people their money's worth when they come out and see me. I want people to come to one of my shows and say, wow, I want to go see that guy again, you know?
Who would you cite if you had to pick one or two artists that really influenced you in the country realm?
Brantley Gilbert's huge for me right now. I met Brantley the first time in 2009 playing a very small venue in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, it was probably no bigger than the room we're in right now. And he was just so nice and humble. And I met him again 2 years later, same guy, nice, humble. And then I met him again 2 years after that, and he's headlining his own tour and was the same guy, you know. And the show that he puts on is, I mean, it's energy. It's, you know, you're on your feet your whole time. It appeals, I think, to everyone, you know, like, you know, guys and girls alike. I mean, your fists are in the air, you know, you're just, it's just a good, it's like a rock show. And I think that's kind of what we try to do as well.
Well, you've got the chemistry with your band. Now, let's say this thing starts to catch fire. We Fought Hard becomes a big hit. Andrea calls you and says, we're going on tour. We got 40 dates. Is the band ready to do that too? Are they willing to make that commitment?
I don't know. That's something we'll have to cross when and if that happens. But we'll see.
Because it's easy to be in a regional band because you still work your day job.
Right. And these guys do. That's exactly it. They do have day jobs. They do have families, which I have families as well. But, you know, this, you know, I don't know. Like I said, it's something that, you know, a bridge we'll have to cross when we get to it.
Okay. Keep up with Jimmy online at www.jimmysarband.com. That's jimmysarband.com, double R in Sar, double M in Jimmy. And you can also find him on Facebook, simply Jimmy Sar. Now, Andrea, you've got a website for the boots.
I do. It's rustybootsentertainment.com.
And we can find out all about your artists. There's bio pages.
There's bio pages. There's press releases and everything they're doing. You can book them there. You can find out about their stories, artist development, media. Anything that we have going on is on the website.
Have you thought of doing a Rusty Boots tour to showcase all your artists?
Yes, actually.
I actually brought that up to Andrea a few months ago
minds.
About
yes.
bringing everybody here. Because I get to go, when I go to Nashville, I get to hear these, especially the Brothers Virginia and Mickey and Kylie, and getting them, I want to get them here so my friends and my fans can see these amazing artists. We'll work it out. We'll work it out.
There's some great venues. Were you thinking more Chicago as opposed to Northwest Indiana?
Memorial Opera House would be
that would be a very cool place to do it. Yeah, that would be a very cool place to do it. Actually,
and all of the artists are absolutely on board. They want to see it happen too.
Excellent. Well, let's play another cut. We have She's Got to Have It. Is there, that's track number 3 on the new album. Is there a story behind this?
It's just one of your typical tongue-in-cheek, fun country songs.
All right. We'll be back a final time with Jimmy after this.
way she's talking, know what's on her mind. Killing it, twisting it, shooting it, sipping it, down for whatever tonight. She dressed up, stepping out, y'all know what I'm talking about, looking for a good time. She got a heavy, she wants it, she knows how to do it right. She got the whole town on lockdown, forget about midnight. She dancing, drinking, singing, drinking, loving on me all night. She got a heavy. Getting me going, taking me for a ride. Slow down, turn around, back it up, come on now, shaking it side to side. Hands go way up, girls gotta drink up, rocking this vibe tonight. She got a habit, she wants it, she knows how to do it right. She got the whole town on lockdown, forget about midnight. She dancing, drinking, singing, loving on me all night. She got heavy. Chilling it, twisting it, shooting it, sipping it. Chilling, blowing, getting me going. Chilling it, twisting it, shooting it, sipping it. Dancing, drinking, singing, drinking. She got a habit, she wants it, she knows how to do it right. She got the whole town on lockdown, forget about midnight. She got a habit, she wants it, she knows how to do it right. She got the whole town on lockdown, forget about midnight. She dancing, drinking, singing, loving on me all night. She dancing, drinking, singing, drinking, loving on me all night. She dancing, drinking, singing, drinking, loving on me all night. She got a habit. She got a habit.
She's got to have it. And if you've got to have it, I know where you can get it. Silver Buckle Saloon tomorrow, Indianapolis Boulevard in Highland. That's where you can get this CD. Brand spanking new stuff right off the press. We Fought Hard is the album. It's 7 songs. You've heard quite a few of them tonight or today here on the show. And we've got just a few minutes left with Jimmy Sarr, the guy that's behind this album. And Jimmy, let's give some shout outs to people that have been there for you here in the region. You've said how the region is always going to be your home.
The region, well, yeah, absolutely. I've been lucky. My career, I mean, with any musician, and you know, it goes up and down. And these people have stood by me through everything, and it's just amazing to have that kind of love and support and to feel it on a daily basis. I mean, it's overwhelming. This last couple of weeks, especially, I've been very emotional. You know, with you know, getting the album done and getting it out there, and you know, letting people hear a song or two or a sneak peek and getting the feedback. And it's just, I'm just blessed, Tom. I mean, I really am. If my career ended tomorrow, I think I could walk away with a smile on my face. Thanks to, you know, everyone here and everybody that's supported me through all of it.
How has the feedback been overall? I mean, outside of friends and family, you know, we're going to slap you on the back and say, hey, you made the next step.
Well, I specifically took a couple of songs to people that I knew would not hold back, mm-hmm. you know, that they would give me, you know, suck. They'll tell me I suck, you know, and that's the people I wanted to feed. But, you know, of course, my mom would say, oh, baby, you're great, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, I love that song, which We Fought Hard did make my mama cry. So, but I mean, you know, the people are going to tell you what you want to hear mm-hmm. and the people that are going to shoot you straight. And I got some very, very, very positive feedback from the album so far. And I hope everyone else enjoys it when they get it tomorrow night.
All right. Again, you can keep up with Jimmy on Facebook, just Jimmy Sarr on Facebook or JimmySarrBand.com online for the official website. RustyBootsEntertainment.com. What's next after the tomorrow show? Is there any other dates coming
up?
Yeah,
we're playing September 23rd at Lucky Star in Bartlett, the old Cadillac Ranch. And then we come back home to Marco's Bar in Munster on September 24th.
So you've got some hometown dates. And again, you can keep up with him online. Are the dates on the website or will they be posted?
Yeah, we're actually got a new website being designed. So we're we're going to make the transition soon. But yeah, they can go to jimmystarband.com for any open dates as of now.
And I've got to say, I love your logo. It's the American Eagle wings. It looks like it's red, white, and blue. It's got the JS logo in the center. Very strong image.
Yes, it's very patriotic. It's definitely an eye catcher.
Now, how did that come about? Was that something you created?
Well, I think Andrea and Steve, when they set out to get me a new logo and to design a new logo, they really kind of went into my personality. She kind of knows what a advocate I am for our military and how strong I feel about patriotism, that they, as soon as they sent it to me, I'm like, yeah, that's the one.
All right. Is there anything else we need to remind folks of?
Just come out tomorrow night for a good time. My friends Shotgun Whiskey and Hoosier Diddy will be opening up the show. I'd like to shake hands and raise a glass with each one of you and celebrate this album.
All right. The Silver Buckle Saloon. Let's fade out with another song off the great album, We Fought Hard. This is Best Part of Tonight. Adios, everybody.
The band was smoking, we were rolling, bass was singing every song. You were dancing, joy was jamming, it got better all night long. You were smiling, cutting diamonds, but kind of staring right at me. You walked over, it was over, the rest is history. A red eye airplane. You laughed, had me back down from that double deck. Next thing I know, there go our coast, flying in the midnight air. Oh,